and old rocking chairs.
Did he make anything other than chairs?
I don't remember anything that my folks ever got. I guess he made other things, you know, like handles, axe handles, and things, you know, and that turning lathe, he could do them things, you know.
And
he made axe handles, and hammer handles, and anything like that in the wood line.
Mm-hmm.
People had lots of uses for them things.
Sure. Yeah. Now, what up above the second floor, do you have any, is there a space up above there?
Yeah, there's a garret up there, but there's nothing in it.
Uh-huh.
We used to pile stuff back up in there. There was a place that wasn't sealed over in Easter, and we cleaned it out, sealed it all.
Uh-huh.
That house up, that upstairs up there is sealed with 18-inch hand-dressed poplar planks, and they're just as square as that is. Ain't a knot in them.
Uh-huh.
18-inch.
Is that right?
And you see there, this was all handmade stuff. You see, that in them days, they just took a plank, whatever it was, and hand-dressed it. You call them one-by-wides. Look at it, they ain't none of them same way.
They're called one-by-wides?
One-by-wides, just whatever the log was.
They call them
one-by-wides. That's about
good.
All you could call them, one-by-wides.
That's good. No, that's
whatever
good.
The log sawed down to.
Sure.
Now right here, come over here and see, it's wider than them.
Sure, that's fine. You have to really estimate, though,
and
carefully.
These doors now, when they made these houses, they'd just gather up, you know, and maybe one man made one door and one another, and you took every door. There ain't many of these doors and windows the same.
Uh-huh.
They're not none of them standard.
Uh-huh.
You have to have the windows made, you have to have the doors made.
Uh-huh.
They're not standard anymore.
I see.
And I asked my uncle one time down here how they get them big logs up in the barn down there, you know, 6x6s, 50-foot long, all one piece, how they got them up there. And these big seals down here is 12x12, huge seals, 50 feet long. And I asked him, I said, how in the world did they ever handle them? Well, now he said there's men that didn't do nothing on the use of broad axe. He said they'd go to the woods and said they'd cut down a tree that was long enough to they could hew it all out without any sap on it, you know, and hew them logs. And then said that everybody had the yokes of cattle. Said if one yoke couldn't pull them in, said another would. Two or three of them would. And then said when they started to build the barn or the house, he said the men and the women of the community come, and the women brung stuff to eat and helped cook and feed them, and the men worked. And said it didn't cost nobody nothing. And said when this barn was built or the house was built, said the other fellow had one waiting on them. Said they just went around like that all the time they wasn't in their crops. Everybody had to farm, man. Now then, you can't hire nobody, let alone get somebody to come help you to go help them back.
Sure, that's right. Now you mentioned, I don't think, I want to get get that again, what you called that piece you were showing me in there.
That what?
That piece in the other room that you were showing me with the drawers in it and the glass.
That three-cornered cup?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Right, right. Would that ever call the kitchen cupboard, or would it just be called?
I don't know. They just call them three-cornered cupboard. It had nothing, but it wouldn't go in there. I had to put it.
No, that's a kitchen corner cupboard.
Huh?
That's a kitchen corner cupboard.
Well.
Okay.
The other one wasn't in the kitchen. There's a hall used to be there, and then we run the stairs up this way, and it's a high, it's 7 foot high. You couldn't get it in an ordinarily place.
I don't know if you have one or not. Do you have a little room off the kitchen where you might store canned goods?
We've got a little house over. We used to call it the smokehouse. One end of it would keep the meat in it, and the other in the cans, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's got shelves in it, and concrete floor,
uh-huh,
lines, and everything. We can keep our cans in there without them freezing like them else sitting out there.
Uh-huh.
And the other one, we used to kill a lot of hogs, and it's got an old big box in there, just about, I guess it's 12 feet long, about 4 feet wide.